Welcome back to What Channels Like It Is, just past 11 o'clock on WAFT Champagne 90.1 FM.
You're heard so smooth at, like, wiggling that legal ID in there.
Oh, yeah, it was smooth. Yeah.
You are smooth.
Oh, smooth.
He wiggles it in. Wiggle, wiggle.
Mike, what did we just hear?
That was Aspera Ad Astra with the song Godspeed. It's on the In Sound Tour Support EP, which came out last month. And this month is very secretary.
It's yes. Eric and I saw them play up at the Metro last night. Very secretary. Wonderful, wonderful band.
They're such a great bunch of people.
Oh, my God. Consume their product.
Yes. Consume, consume, consume.
They're going to be, they just finished recording In Sound Tour Support EP, and it's going to be available real soon, so keep an eye on that. And go ahead and check out in www.insound.com if you're interested in, independent music. They give a lot of great support to independent artists across the country.
They're kind of like a jockstrap for indie rock.
Yeah, they have music videos, and they show concerts and lots of free MP3s and anything you can think of. It's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Right about now, then. A little segment where we tell you what's going on in the theaters. You've been studiously avoiding the theaters for a good while now, fearful of what might be occurring in said cinemas. And we apologize for our delinquents in letting you know what's going on in those theaters, letting you know where it's safe to be and where it's safe not to be, letting you know what is contained within movie reviews. A little flourish.
God, I almost hurt myself. I haven't done that. I gotta warm up before I do that.
I know, man.
You getting warm?
I'm so hot right now.
You are hot.
Bring it on!
All right, what are we tackling first?
The first movie I'd like to go at is what I thought was a wonderful little gem of a movie. I saw it recently on a weekend. Thought it was great. The Cider House Rules. And let me tell you, it does. I've never seen a performance like the one given by the Cider House in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting. It was originally called Jimmy Blank. It's just your typical, kind of indie crime picture. But Cider House gave such a the Cider House gave such a great performance that they changed the title at the last minute to The Cider House Rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does. Let me tell you. So, I mean, you guys have any thoughts on?
I understand this was its first performance, right?
Oh, yeah, this was its first movie.
Yeah. You could really tell the paint was on there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't chipping off at all. There was no...
Used to be a locker room before it got this part.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it goes by the name of... goes under the Cider House, changes names from the locker room when it decided to go big. And I don't know.
I liked it. I thought, the Cider House's performance had a certain naivete, a certain charm that was really kind of undeniable. It's, a fresh, nice thing to see in today's film.
Yeah. Now, the only problem I had with it was the love interest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for all this method acting, for all this really trying to cast against type, really trying to make the actors work, But I just don't see Billy Barty, famous dwarf actor, playing a 17-year-old high school girl.
No.
I could never really get into it, And therefore, the romance between the Cider House and Billy Barty as Mary Sue Ellen just really never clicked for me,
Well, it's just another part of that, just a trend in Hollywood that I'm really tired of is, the whole old man, young woman romance.
Well, right, exactly.
And in the last 10 years, too, I got another thing. The script in this was really good. Scripts have been getting better, I think, like this year and, maybe last year a little bit. But for the last, 10 years or so, everyone's been so concerned with special effects, okay? But they still... The times when they don't use special effects, as far as computer animation goes and stuff, they use stunt doubles. And they still haven't gotten down the stunt doubles right. You can always tell when it's something else.
Exactly.
When they burnt down the old barn at the end, it wasn't the Cider House.
No, exactly.
The scene near the climax where everyone raises the roof, that was obviously not the roof of the Cider House.
Exactly.
That was, an expert stunt double.
And that was an imaginary roof.
Why do you have to go with a 6'6" man as Billy Barty's stunt double? I mean, he's 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
You got 3 extra feet going on there. I'm not buying it.
It really seems that Hollywood, I mean, it's just kind of at an uncomfortable point between, you know, special effects and realism. They really they're really not integrating these things perfectly. And I think the Cider House itself suffers because of it.
But let's not forget that the Cider House rules.
It does
It does
and
rule.
And that's where I'm going to have to put my final judgment on the film is, yes, the Cider House does rule.
I agree.
And I think it's well worth your money.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with that.
All right, next film.
Next film, we got so many to cover. We got to keep these you know, kind of brief. Toy Story 2. Toy Story 2, another one that's recently out.
Yeah.
It's out. Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. You've got the toys, you know, and it really seemed like a retread of the first film in the sense that they, you know, they were toys and they sat there a lot. The kid who played with them, you know, did more or less the same things. Yeah. The whole, you know, the whole cat batting them around while the kid was gone, you know, the long stretches of silence that, you know, they were kind of Godardian, I would say.
Yeah.
But, you know, Godard knew to cut it off after 45 minutes.
Oh,
and we got really, you know, 50 some minutes while that kid was downstairs at dinner.
Yeah, they're going to do that kind of filming. I mean, when that wonderful documentary, The Blair Witch, came out earlier this year, mm-hmm. and that was interesting. That was visceral. That was grabbing. These kids were being chased by a witch.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good idea.
Eric, stop hitting your hand. It's falling
but,
off.
I'm sorry. That was a really good idea, though, to have, you know, these kids are being chased by a witch, and I think we should have them tape it, because, you know, people are going to want to know mm-hmm. about this, so that, you know, when they're chased by a witch, they know what to do. But, you know, do I really need 50 minutes of, you know, silent toys? Do I really need even 30 seconds of faked lovemaking between a Barbie and a Ken doll?
Yeah, I mean, where they're just ramming the faces together. I mean, it seems to me a very important, you know, aspect of just modern Hollywood is really still not giving minorities a voice, you know? So we're still really seeing the same old voices, this, you know, the same conception of American, what it has to say. And I really don't see, you know, plastic toys as an underrepresented voice in cinema.
Yeah, and I got two problems. One of them goes back to the realism we were talking about. Those toys, they look nothing like Tim Allen and Tom Hanks. They just look absolutely nothing like them. Mm-hmm. And I had a big problem with that. Second of all, kids today and their toys. Whatever happened to Transformers and G.I. Joes and stuff? And that made it a lot worse, too, because it's like...
That's my biggest problem with, and I'm glad you pointed this out. My biggest problem is the fact that kids can't keep toys from one toy line together anymore. You know, back in the day, you didn't mix. Occasionally, you had a crossover between Transformers.
Crossovers were huge,
but you didn't do that all that often.
You had to come up with an alternate universe excuse,
right,
you know.
You played with your GI Joes, or you played with your Transformers, and never the twain shall meet except on fifth week events,
right?
But you know, these kids these days love Batman beating up the guy from A Bug's Life.
What kid plays with like a 2-foot plush cowboy that talks? Toys can't even talk. I hated the movie. Toys can't talk.
And, you know, also not enough ass. Let's face it.
Although they wouldn't allow that pig's ass.
All the wrong kinds of ass in Toy Story 2.
I want to say... I'm new on the show,
mm-hmm.
but if you're listening, at least half an hour ago, don't call. I wanted to say it.
If you call and hang up, I will really kill you. Okay.
All right, so thumbs down all around in Toy Story 2.
That was a waste of celluloid.
No. Toys can't talk. That's my stance.
Yes.
I've spent
many an hour talking to my toys.
They don't talk back.
No.
Well, occasionally I do to Mark, but it's only after hours.
And their
hours.
Voices.
Right, and I know the difference. Yeah.
It didn't look anything like Tim Allen and Tom Hanks.
Okay.
All right. All right.
You alright? Somebody, I'm going to give him a shot.
Another movie that people could go out and see, if they so desired, is The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh, now. And what I need to say, where's the talent?
Where is
the talent?
This
guy wasn't talented. Where did they find this Mr. Ripley guy in the first place? I mean, you know, he's crack-addled. He's got bugs crawling in his hair. And this isn't somebody I want to watch for. And a 6.5-hour Hollywood feature?
Yeah. Way too long.
Way too long.
Nothing gets ripped, either. Which was something I was very disappointed in.
The only thing ripped in that movie was Matt Damon's chest. Yeah!
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Dang. He was ripped.
Bo hunk action.
Grease him up. Bring him over.
Yeah. Boogie da boogie da.
Bring me the Damon boy. My ship sails at midnight.
So once again, Mr. Ripley was not talented at all.
Yeah, I didn't see the talent there, you know?
No, I just thought he was kind of a creepy, greasy, phlegm, undulating old man.
They said he was...
I don't know if that means anything.
Said he was talented, but, I mean, he really brought nothing new to say, like, the art of breathing. You know, I mean, all the great ones had a different way of breathing.
Yes.
This guy just takes the oxygen in, breathes it right back out. Same old mixture of carbon dioxide coming out of that guy. That's not really doing it for me.
I agree with you. I think that, you know, we're all very aware, being, you know, film experts, of, you know, Paul Newman's very precise eating style in films. Mm-hmm. You know, he just had a way he ate.
Mm.
This guy, he eats like everybody I've ever seen, you know? He eats like you and me.
Sure. This
is I'm sorry, if they're trying to go, oh, this is the everyman. You know what? Everyman doesn't talk to imaginary bugs and molest squirrels. Because, you know...
Well, not every man, but, you know,
well,
a lot of
some,
men.
Well, some men do, Mike. But not every man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they made some bad choices with that, you know?
On the other hand, one right choice that they did was Matt Damon's chest.
Yeah! I will flip his slide on down his back.
The one good, and the other good choice they made, and many Hollywood movies made this good choice, is to not employ Gretchen Mol.
Yeah.
Because she's just an atrocious actress.
Yeah.
Cute as a button, but atrocious.
She kept her maiden name, too. Gretchen Mol was married to the Cider House back in the day.
Oh, really?
She was a Mol. Okay, let's move on.
So, conclusions on talented Mr. Ripley?
Mr. Ripley is not talented.
Thumbs down to the talented Mr. Ripley, but big thumb up to Matt Damon's ass!
Oh, give me some
Okay.
I wish you guys could just see the little dance Mike did. His little bring my Matt Damon on dance. Oh, such a wonderful human being.
Another film racing right through the list that is in theaters currently. Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Oh, this was comedic genius in its top form. I want to meet the man who gave this guy a movie contract and shake his hand. This guy is a comedic genius, bar none. You can put him up there with the greats, with the biggies, with the best, mm-hmm. You know?
And you know that the writers were good. Right off the bat, the title rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
It rhymes!
And let's look at what they make fun of: narcoleptics, of overweight people, of underweight people, of people with eating disorders. They sound like us!
it's really kind of... just Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, the craft that is so often missing in major Hollywood motion pictures. You know, I mean, have you ever heard of a subtext? Hello, people. It's the text that's below the text, kind of like a submarine floating in the water of the text. You know, I mean, a lot of people just have the boat text, you know, the above text, you know, your raft floating, and that's the text that they have. But this movie also has a subtext,
audio
like a
footnote.
Submarine.
I'm sorry, I have to just, you know, talk about how the boat boy was actually found reading boat text on his way over. I'm sorry. Oh, dear God, what have I done? And audio footnote.
This is like the crimson tide of texts. I mean, there's all kinds of tension between the subtexts. They've got texts going back and forth. You know, these kind of texts may well be packed with Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington. There's all kinds of stuff going on in these subtexts. And the subtext, of course, is... If you're looking just at the primary text of the movie, you're going to see, you know, Rob Schneider making jokes, you know, about sex and whatever. But the subtext of the movie is actually 2 hours of Cthulhu swallowing people's souls.
Exactly.
That is what the movie is.
And I think that that's brilliant.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people are just going to see empty, vacuous studio product. Look at the subtext, people. Ancient demon swallowing people's souls.
Mike, any thoughts on Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, aside from the rhyming title?
Hot.
Okay.
Big thumb up. Big thumbs up, I think, all around on Deuce Bigelow.
And to Matt Damon's abs. Hey! All right.
Okay. What's another movie that people should know about that they can see in theaters right now?
Any Given Sunday.
Any Given Sunday.
Which I thought was a brilliant idea in the inceptual stages, the conceptual stages, the incipient stages. Just a movie where they would go and film on a random Sunday.
Right. And the fact that you get a complimentary Sunday with your ticket, you know.
You're given a Sunday for Any Given Sunday?
See, the problem I had, though, is, I don't know, it's a bold idea, like you said, well-conceived, but it does suffer from its own randomness. You know, it is kind of the victim of the own haphazard, you know, nature of its conception.
I agree.
And then I got...
Much like I am. Yes. I am really the victim of...
a very haphazard conception. The only thing deliberate about it was the 78 Volkswagen.
Well, and the Mickey that one of my parents was slipped, or possibly both of them were slipped. I'm not sure.
But the Sunday that I got was Sunday spent by a devout Catholic who spent 6 hours of it in church.
See, what Sunday did you get when you saw it?
One Sunday I got... My Sunday was quite unique, I must say. It was... It starred Leonardo DiCaprio and Reese Witherspoon, and they were in an airport waiting for a plane to Cincinnati, and they were in Chicago, and it was on New Year's Eve actually, and they were waiting there, partying there for a while, and waiting for midnight. They were going to party on the plane. They were going to fly at midnight and stuff, and then it went black for a couple hours, and then it came back on. And it wasn't Reese Witherspoon and Leonardo DiCaprio anymore. It was two very large men with mustaches, one of them having a blonde wig. One of them didn't have a shirt on. And it kind of just continued. So it was interesting, but there might have been a conspiracy behind it somewhere.
A little uneven.
Something was weird. Like the darkness and then the like obvious change in actors. I'm sorry, I knew it wasn't Reese Witherspoon and Leonardo DiCaprio anymore. And I think there was something... It wasn't just filmed on a Sunday. I think something happened.
What did you get in yours, Eric?
Mine was a day in the life of German superstar David Hasselhoff. And it was really boring. Just a lot of him picking his butt. Literally. That man digs deeper in his own ass when he's scratching in the morning than coal miners in Virginia. Then he watched a lot of Leni Riefenstahl films. Which I found both interesting and disturbing.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to... He's big in Germany. You know, he's just trying to fit in. Then, strangely enough, he oiled himself up and played slip and slide by himself in his large living room for a couple hours. Then he watched some Baywatch reruns, ate a pint of chocolate Haagen-Dazs and cried. And went to bed.
Wow. See,
about what I did yesterday.
So I mentioned how much I support the concept of Any Given Sunday, and I liked it a lot. And I went and exchanged mine because I wanted to give them a second chance, not to disappoint me. And the Sunday that I received the second time I bought a ticket was three people being chased through the woods by a witch. It was scary and intense and visceral.
All right, there's a conspiracy afoot.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Well, it sounds good.
Right. Was one of the people in the woods really annoying and sobbing, and there was snot coming from her nose all the time? And
I thought she was real pretty.
But that wasn't Any Given Sunday.
You saw my Sunday?
That wasn't...
Well, I saw it when it was the Blair Witch Project.
Was that yours? That wasn't...
That was my Sunday?
That was your Sunday?
Oh.
Well, let's just give a big thumbs down to Any Given Sunday.
Okay, yeah. We'll just...
You're not sure what you're going to get, and it's like...
The world's so scary as it is, you don't need to leave anything to random chance.
Stuff off the cutting room floor.
It's like those Airheads in the white package.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting. Could be crap-flavored Airheads.
That's every Airhead. Are we doing more movies?
Do we have anybody else?
I'm tapped out.
It was a furious assault of movies.
Yeah.
I'm burned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's. We've given you some ideas. Then that's a lot of movies that you can go out and see.
Go and see them.
And let's quick recap.
Okay.
We had, first up was what was first up? Oh, the Cider House Rules, which we said that rules.
Yeah. Rules. It's great.
Yes.
Rules. Next up was Toy Story 2, which we said
not good.
I want to pass on that.
Yeah.
The next up was The Talented Mr. Ripley, which we said thumbs down
thumbs
to the
down.
Movie,
thumbs
but thumbs up to Matt Damon's Sweet And then after that was Any Given Sunday right after that?
No, we think there's whatever it was. The Deuce Bigelow Mail Jiggle.
Oh, yes, that was awesome. Great. Phenomenal, yes, phenomenal movie. And then Any Given Sunday, don't which lukewarm, yeah. You know, you want to pass on.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a summary.
And I think in super summary, Matt Damon, woo!
Eric, we're...
359-9338 is the phone number. There's your movie reviews. If you need anything repeated from any part of the show, 359-9338 once again. We got about 38 minutes left of What Jail Is Like, and we're going to do some public service announcements right next. So please do stay tuned.